Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special from Earth Shechu. Suschai Chavifeg Bas Michalatis Basia, Psoshachal Israel. Dina Baracha Bas Esther Adas, Psoshachal Israel. And is based in the Torah of my Rabbi Akonagala Mufla, Mufla, Rav Manzitzal. When we discuss the Mitzvah of the Kiddash, the Hambam, the fourth paragraph of Klein Mikdash and Halacha Aleph writes, HaKoyhanim Huvdlu Mikal Avim Lavidis HaKarbonus. Shenem Rabbeyavdel Aaron Makdisha Kodesh Kodesh, and the Koyhanim were separated from the other Levim for the Avodah of Karbonus. As it says that Hashem separated Aaron to sanctify him holy of holies, and Mitzvah Seh Lahavdil HaKoyhanim Lekacham. And it's a Mitzvah Seh to separate the Koyhanim, to sanctify them, Lachinim Lekarbon, and to prepare them to bring the carbon, that you should sanctify him, because he is sacrificing the bread, so to speak, of Hashem. And everybody, every Jew has to be noy covered, nis kohanim, to be makdim him, l'chol davar shebekdusha, gets the first aliyah, gets to make the bracha first, Zimun, he gets to binoto mani yofer rishon, that he takes the first course, the first offering of food, of the meal. So he's the one making the brachas, he's the one first, he's the one getting food first. So you really have to binoy covered the kohanim. Yerucham Fisher Perlin or Asag and Parsha Memtes asks what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs Hei Lamed Beish, Yitzivanu Lechavi Tzera Aron Lefarim Lenasim She Nasim Madrigasim Madrig Kodemis Velikshayna. And we are commanded to honor the seed of Aaron, to glorify them, to elevate them, and we should place their Madriga, a Madriga that precedes everyone else and is first. Vomri Yisrael V'kidash, that's what the Torah says. You should sanctify and Bo Perish V'kidash L'cholev Shev Kedusha L'Torach, which in every matter of Kedusha, he is opening first. So we see in the Rambam that the yisod of the essay is that we're makdim l'chol tovol shebikdusha, every matter of holiness, whereas in the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash and Perek Dalet we see that it's not talking about being makdim them l'chol davar shebikdusha, but rather the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph that the Ikar essay is that we have to separate them, sanctify them, and prepare them for the carbon. And that's the Ikar Mitzvah. And just Memela, it's Mashmo also, like the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, as the Tosefos is in addition to the Ikar essay, that we have to be knowing them, knowing covered, we have to treat them with respect, with honor, with dignity, with special dignity. We have to let them come first, L'chol Shev B'Tevikdusha. V'hu Neged HaMavur B'Tvaru B'Sefer HaMitzvah. Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam says that the Ikar Mitzvah is to be Makdem L'chol Shev B'Tevikdusha. And the Yad, the Rambam says the Ikar Mitzvah is to separate them and sanctify them and prepare them for the carbon. And just as an outgrowth of that, as a branch of that, we also have to be makdim l'chol davar shebekdusha. But now, like the Rambam says, that's the Ikar Mitzvah, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah. So it's seemingly a stira between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah and the Rambam in the Yad. So he writes that the Rambam chazar bo b'mash kasev the Sefer HaMitzvah, that the Ikar essay is to be noig covered. Not lahakdiman, not to make them first, but rather to sanctify them. That's the Ikar Mitzvah, to sanctify the Kohanim. And as in a Memela, we are makdim them l'chol davar shebekdusha. But the Ikar Mitzvah is to sanctify them, separate them and sanctify them. And just as an outgrowth of that, you're makdim l'chol davar shebekdusha. So that's the Ikar, that's in the Rambam changed his mind from what he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the Ikar is that we sanctify them and not we makdim l'chol davar shebekdusha, that they come first. Also in the Rimzei HaMitzvahs, the beginning of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam writes, the Kadesh HaKoyim La'avodah. So all the Rambam writes is in of the Kadesh, also to sanctify them, and not to be makdim them, not to place them first, l'chol davar shebekdusha. But kamuvan, it's dachuk, it's very forced to say that the Rambam changed his mind. And then we have the Kasha and the Stir on the Rambam. Is the mitzvah to be makdim l'chol davar shebekdusha, like the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvah, or is the mitzvah just to sanctify them as an outgrowth of that, we're makdim l'chol davar shebekdusha? That from the Rambam and the Halachas here we see, not like the Smag and Essay Kufay and Aleph, who writes bigger mitzvahs essay, Shiliko Rishon. We see here, Rambam and the Halachas is not like the smacked. The smacks is the Ikar Mitzvah essays that he reads first. He gets the first aliyah, etc. But the Rambam says, no, the Ikar Mitzvah is to sanctify him. However, the Bach doesn't comment on the fact that the Rambam himself, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, writes Lahedja that the mitzvah is to be makdim him l'chol davar shebekdusha. So l'chora there seems to be a steer with the Rambam. Bayin Shemal b'divrei Rechem Fisher Perla, he brings from the mitzvah from the Chinuch in Beis Samach Tes, writes Lekadish Zera Aaron Kiloimar Lekadshem Lechnisim Lekarben. B'zeu Ikar Esse V'chein Lakdim Lechol Davar Shebekdusha. So he also writes that the Ikar Esse is only Lekadshem Lechnisim Lekarben. Just Mizen Nishma also you ought to be Makdim Lechol Davar Shebekdusha. And that's like the Rambam in the Chibur. V'chein Ayin Sham b'divrei Rechem Fisher Perla, writes Shalom Itzbar Manyan Kiddush V'Hachon of Avdol. So what is the inyan of this Kiddush, of this Hachonah, of this Havdalah, the Divrei Rambam ve'Achinuch Stumim, they don't tell us what this inyan of Hachana of being the Kaddish, the Kohen is. So it would appear as follows. This is based on what Rabbeinu says elsewhere in talking about the Avodas Halavim, in the gather of the Mitzvah essay of Avodas Halavim. But the Rambam writes in the third paragraph of Klei Mikdash Halacha Aleph that the Yesod HaMitzvah is Lo Chiyuv Mi Mitzvah Sase Al Etzem HaAvoida Ela SheHaMitzvah Hi LaHaAmid Atzman B'Mitziut SheMahutam Hi LaAvoda BeYotam Pnuyim U'Muchanim Lo. That the Yesod is not a Chiyuv Mitzvah Sase on the Etzem HaAvoida Levim, but rather to establish them in a Mitzius that their essence is for Avoda because they are set aside for this. And already before the avoda, they are together shel tzva avoda, beyos havayosam umatorosam la avoda. They are already considered those who are doing the avoda, because that is their purpose, that is their essence, that is what they are here for, that is their task, and that's all agabe mitzvah levim. However, we have to understand what the gather of the mitzvah of Kohanim. Lachar, we see Mavur Midivrei HaRambam over here, that even by Kohanim, there's a special inyan of Lahavdil Lahaktish to separate them, to sanctify them, that they should be prepared for Akrovas HaKorbanos. Elishim mitzvah ukas of HaRambam kan, Shal Yisroel Hinemra, Loyal HaKohanim Atzim, the mitzvah is for the Jews to do it, the non-Kohanim, and not on the Kohanim themselves. And see also in the Radbaz, Perakim, Allah Alf, Mikle HaMikdash, that he writes, and what the Rambam over there writes, Zerah Lebu Kula Muvda La Vodis HaMikdash, Shnei Rebeis Yehivdi La Shem, Mitzes Eliyos Levim, Pumim Muchal La Vodis HaMikdash, Vein Ratzu Tzet, Shnei Rebavad HaLevi, Hu Etz HaVodis Oil Moit, and the Radbaz writes, that the Rambam writes, Zerah Levi Kuloi, Hainu Bein Levim, Bein Kohanim, Pasach Bu Levim, Vishagam Kohanim, Bechlal Levim. So he says there, that Zera Levi Kula, there is a mitzvah that they should be set aside, they should be separated, they should be focused on their task of doing the avoda. So the Zera Levi Kula, that's moved al avodas hamikdash, includes the Kohanim and the Levim, all of Shevet Levi. So since we already have this mitzvah for all of Shevet Levi, what's the special mitzvah, v'kidashto, that you have to sanctify the Kohanim? So it must be that we see from here that indeed there is a mitzvah liyos b'tzva avoda kol avim, that they are part of the legions that do God's avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That is a general mitzvah liyos muchanim la'avodas hamikdash, that they should be prepared for the avoda of the mikdash. Shememele etzel ha'kohanim avodas hamikdash, their avodas hamikdash is avodas hakarbanos. But since huvdlo ha'kohanim echlal avim avodas hakarbanos, so as far as the Kohanim themselves, they're already setting themselves aside that they should be muchanim la'avod, that they should be prepared, they should be sanctified, they should be focused on doing their avod. That's mitzvah the Kohanim. However, there's a that's mitzvah shevet Levi b'chlal, but there's a special mitzvah in Kohanim on the Yisraelim lahavdilam b'miyuchad la'avodas hakorbanos ulahadgish b'maasim shel Yisraelim mahem shemuftalim u'miyuchadim u'muchanim hem haKohanim la'karvat lechem Hashem. That the Yisraelim, we have a mitzvah to set aside and sanctify the Kohanim. And this havdal of Bnei Yisrael, ba'al idei bitui, is expressed in Maisim of Hanahoga, Shekasa v'chama malacha be'ezinoz. How do we Jews show, we Yisraelim, we non-Kohanim, how do we show the Kohanim that they're special, they're set aside for the Avodah? That's the Chama writes in Halacha Beis, letting them go first, being makdim them, showing them how important they are. So this Hanahoga, this type of behavior expresses the relationship that is required for someone who is miyuchad lehakriv et lechem elokecha. Va'idei zeh shemitnagim imahem kach, b'maasim elu, shekatab Rambam, ha'avalei avdala mitzad Yisrael. So we have two avdalas. Mitzad the koyhanim, that's in general, Shevet Levi sets themselves aside to do the avoda. That's the Eresh Tezach, and then the Svei Tezach is that the Kohanim have to set themselves aside. The Kohanim have themselves to be. That's the first mitzvah. And then the second mitzvah is that we, the Jews, have to set them aside. Now, how on earth do we do that? And the answer is we do that by acting towards them with special respect, showing them how important they are. So that's the job of the Yisrael. That's the figidashto of the Yisrael. It's how the Kohanim, they're preparing themselves, and then it's how the Yisrael. We also have to act towards them in a way that shows that they are extraordinary people. And in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsir in Kachim Siman Chof Beis Yitches Yates, he asks why the Rambam isn't Moina B'minyan HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Seseh Alavedis Kohanim, just like he's Moina Kein B'Levim, based on what we said. By Levim, there's no special Mitzvah Seseh of the Etzem HaAvoida, just that they're Miyuchodim LaAvoida, they are set aside for the Avoda. U'memeila Mischayiv Mizeh, what comes out from that is Sheyavdu, is that they're doing the avoda. Uvezeh gam koyhanim, they also have a mitzvah that they're set aside for the avoda. And the mitzvah seseh v'kidashto is a different inyan lagamre, and that's that we are mekadesh them. According to this, there's no sticha on the Rambam v'advarim mevu'arim me'oid. It's a muvan me'od, that one. That the yisod of the mitzvah is, that's what the chinuch calls the ikar mitzvah, is not the maise covered of Bnei Yisrael HaKoyhanim, but rather the havdolah, the yichud, sheneschai of Bnei Yisrael, that we are being miyached them, we are separating them, we are showing that they are unique and special. And therefore, they are mekudashim, that's the lashon of yichud, aret mekudeshesli, aret miyuchedesli. That shows that they are special, v'kidashto, they are miyuchad, they are set aside, they are unique, and they are muchan la'avoides ha'karban. Shegam shelo b'sha'as avoida, it's but muhusa kohanim, that they're set aside for avoidas hakarbanos. But the lemaisa of the mitzvah, the practical application of the mitzvah, is that we are supposed to treat them with special respect and let them go first and give them the food first and give them koyin and give them the zimun and give it all to them. And therefore, when the Rambam is talking in Sefer HaMitzvahs about the lemaisa, shebo mitzvah l'chayev shabu l'kosav Rambam, Elas HaChiyuv in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is talking about the Lemaisa aspect of the mitzvah. So therefore the Rambam says, Le'faram or Le'nasam, what does the Rambam say in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? The Rambam's Lashon, Ze'shenasim imadregosam imadrega koidemes v'rikshoina. That they come first, that we're makdim them l'chol davar shebekdusha, v'kidash l'chol davar shebekdusha l'ftoach rishon. So the Rambam is talking about the lemaisa of the mitzvah. But in Hilchos Kli Mikdash, the Rambam opens up, yisod v'inyan ha-mitzvah, v'akim ha-yotzei min ha-maisa ha-mechayiv mitzad ha-mitzvah. And in that the Rambam writes that the inyan is the havdala mitzad b'nei Yisrael ha-munach b'maisa. So the ikar, it starts with the havdala, and that's the yisod in ikar ha-mitzvah. And then v'ayta, the Rambam tells us what to do to show that they are set aside and separated. And also the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kli Mikdash, the Rambam says Lakadesh, that our job is to be Lakadesh the Kohanim. There the Rambam again is not talking about the Lamaisa Befoyal, but about the union of the mitzvah. The Yesod HaMitzvah. And that's the Sefer HaChinuch that he writes the Bechein. That the Yesod V'inyan Kiyum HaMitzvah is that we're Mekadesh them, we're Miyached them, we're preparing them for the Karban. And then he says, and V'chein, what's the V'chein? In other words, the befile of the mitzvah is to be makdin them L'chol Darvish V'Kedusha. However, there we can say the V'chein, since the way to do it is the way we sanctify them is to be makdin them L'chol Darvish V'Kedusha. So that becomes part of the Ikar HaKiyum. That's the V'chein. We're Mekadesh them, we're makdin them L'chol Darvish V'Kedusha. Meaning, since the Torah says to sanctify them, so first he writes the Yesod HaMitzvahs to sanctify them. V'chein, and similarly, because now that we have to sanctify them when we do the L'maitzah, that's part and parcel of the Ikar Mitzvah. That is now an expression of this being Mekadesh them. L'kadi Zera Aaron, K'lom L'kachin L'chinsim L'karban. Zeo Ikar HaEseh. That's the Ikar Essay. V'chein lakdim l'chol shebekdusha becomes part of the Ikar Essay because that's how we show that they're prepared for the carbon. Zene Rabbi ma shekatav ha-kesef mishne lachar shevi et shtei halachot ha-rambam ve-halacha la ve-halacha bet. He writes, Shekach menoa b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. That's how he enumerated in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. What does he mean by that? So on the Sefer Knesset HaGadol, L'shon HaTzaram, when you're there at the end of Chelek Dalet, he writes, what the Kesef Mishnah means is that even though there's a difference between what the Rambam writes here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Yad HaChazakah, and what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but le'inyan ha-minyan, there's no nafkamina. That's what the Kesef Mishnah means when he says, Shekein menah b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. But that doesn't really seem to be what he means. That seems dachuk. That he's pointing out, yes, there's a difference between what he writes over there and over here, but as far as the minyan ha-mitzvahs, there's no nafkamina. That's what he means when he says, Shekach menah b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. Shver tzizagin atzai. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Adarav, the Kesef Mishnah is coming to say that what the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, the Ikar is, and the lemaisa shaboy. In other words, in what he writes in Halacha Beis, and that's how he's minor b'minyan ha-mitzvahs, after he writes the Kesef Mishnah, after Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, when he brings this to Halachas, he says, Shekach menah b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. In other words, in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, he enumerates the lamaisa aspect, so in Halacha Beis, that really is part of the Ikar Mitzvah, is the lamaisa aspect. And that's why the Rambam is one of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is talking about the Lamaisa of the Mitzvah. So the Ikar Inyan and the Kiyum of the Mitzvah is to be Mechabedim. The question is, how is this done? How is this expressed? And that is, we're Makedim L'chol Darvish HaBekdusha. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says, Shekach Mana B'minyan HaMitzvahs. In other words, that's how he was Mona B'minyan HaMitzvahs, that where he says you have to, he really says there you have to do both. Right? The Kesef Mishnah begins, and he's the Rambam, the Minyan there, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs begins. Shetzivanu L'chavid Zeran, L'farum, L'nasim. And then he writes, Vayter, V'shenasim Majigas and Madrega Kodemus V'rishayna. So, part and parcel of that being mechabed them, how's that done? How's that expressed? It's done by making them first. And which is really what the Rambam writes here in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, that we sanctify them. And then in Halacha Beis, what's the lemaisa? The lemaisa is that we're makdem l'chol darvish v'kedusha, so kach menah b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. So, with this, we can also explain the answer the kasha the minchas chinuch in mitzvah reish samach tes that the Rambam omitted the brisa and the sifra parshas emor which is brought in shas and yivamis da peiches on the base that we learn from the pasuk v'kidashtoi shim la ratzah daf the dafnei What does that mean? That if he wants to marry puzzle women or to become Tamei Lameisim, we don't let him. So the Sifra is brought in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also in the Tshuvas HaRambam, brought in the Beis Yosef and Erz HaSimin Vav. The question is why? So based on what we said, it would appear that the Rambam, by explaining Halach Aleph, the gather of the mitzvah, didn't have to write the Mefurish anything more, because that's mamish the din of the Rambam when he says the mitzvah is on the not on the Kohanim. It's not chiyuve kavod. Rather, it's a chiyuv al Yisrael as lahavdil as hakoin, that Yisrael has to make the coin prepared for avodas hakorbanos b'kedusha. So, and if he marries women by averas kahuna, he marries forbidden women, or he's metame lemesim, so he's pasul la'avodah, like we see in the Mishnah Bucharis mem hamid beis Raman perek vav. Ein b'zeb Rambam b'sefer b'perishim shnayis b'sotah perikim u'mishnah hey. So if he does this, if he marries these forbidden women, or if he is mitame l'meisim, so it emerges that he's not moved al avoda, and since it's mutal al Yisrael avdil as hakoyin l'avoda, that's the din of dafna that we see is the din of kfiya bal korcha. We don't let him. It's not a din of the coin that's tolling the coin. No, it's a din on the Yisrael to make sure that the coin is mukhan. So therefore, the Rambam really did. When the Rambam defined the mitzvah as us having to sanctify the coin, he's including the fact that we don't let him marry these forbidden women or become tamei meis. So if so, when the Rambam writes that's the mitzvah, the Rambam is writing it to Lahechi almost, that you have to force him not to marry these supposed women. The Rambam really didn't omit this thing. V'zeh neran mevuar v'ma shekatav ha-radbaz b'alecha alef ha-devrei ha-rambam v'tchil ha-tzvar v'brings the brice in harias l'ni v'kidash li asurishin l'chol devish b'kdusha b'kdusha, and he adds that from this pasuk you learn in Yevamos Peches the imot lo tzil iskad ishtafnu klomer ha-keyu ad she-iskad, you have to hit him until he becomes holy. So it's mashma that the Radbaz is coming to explain the Rambam, and he's not coming to add on to the Rambam. Where does it say in the Rambam anything about to hit him until he's miskadish? The Rambam was mashmi. The Rambam omitted it as the Minchas Chinuch noted. Also, we have to understand that he writes it as a hemshech to v'kidash d'olin yavtoach rishon. What does one and what does one have to do with the other? Ma'inyan zeh l'zeh. And not only that, the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis the inyan of being makdim. So what's already in Halacha Aleph? The Radbaz is already jumping and mentioning this inyan of being makdim the koyanim. But based on what we said, it's gevaldik, because the tzeir of this combination of v'kidashtolin akdam shechol davar shevikdusha and v'kidashtolin shemuratzo dafna who gather a mitzvah v'kiyuma, that's the gather of the mitzvah. Mishum shegather a mitzvah is that the Jewish person, the Israel, has to be mavdil the koyhanim to be mekadish them ulachinum the korban. Shemizay yotzei hadin shel ha-lamaisa. What's the lamaisa? The lamaisa is the v'kidashtol chol davar shevikdusha comes first. Yim laratzo dafna, that we force him not to become tamei meis, not to marry forbidden women. So the Rambam and Halacha Aleph hasn't yet brought that din of liftoach rishon, but the Radbaz already brings it because it's already alluded to in Halacha Aleph. Just in Halacha Beis, the Rambam gets down to the nitty gritty what exactly to do. But already in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is already telling us this inyan of vivik, that they should go first and that they then dafno, because the Rambam is telling us how holy the Kohanim are. They have to be prepared for the Avodah. We have to prepare them for the Avodah. So the Mela, that includes treating them in a special way and making sure that they stay in line. So the Rasag only mentions that you have to be mafreshim mitumas meis, and he doesn't say anything about lechavdo l'ftoach rishon. Shevadai inyan b'fnei atzmo, it's not included in lafreshim mitumas meis. Why doesn't he mention Leftoach Rishon? So based on what we said, it's really all one inyan. It's really all one inyan. The Ratzak's kasha, the Rav Yochum, Rav Perla's kasha, not a kasha. Because it's a chiyuv of mitzvah havdalah that's expressed in the fact that we're mafreshim mitumas nes. And also, Leftoach Rishon, just the Ratzak Hidako, just writes the Yisod, and he doesn't go into all the details. And it's also included in the mitzvah, therefore there's no hashmat of the Ratzak of this inyan of Leftoach Rishon. וזה נראה גם כן במה שהקשה מנחס חינוך עם מצווה ריש סמך טס על מה שמהשמית כאן הרמב״ם the חינוך asks on the השמות of the רמב״ם what it says in Torah's Kohanim ריש פרשת סמור burn in the רמב״ם and say for our mitzvahs that from the fact that it says in the פסק ויהיו קודש we include מהרבין על מחיות וקידשתו גם לגבי בעלי מומין even the בעלי מומין there's a דין of וקידשתו לחוירו and the fact that the Rambam didn't bring it over here it's mashma that there's not that this mitzvah doesn't apply to בעלי מום And that's against the Sifra and against what the Rambam Alaynot Gezot in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Interesting, parenthetically, the Prima Godim is done in the Psichic Sarah, the Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, and there in the Mitzvah Zav, Sif Kot Ches, if there's a Chiyuv, Gam Klapei Koin Baal Mum, that there's no, that's Kies Lachim Alokecha U'makriv. But what's his Shaila? We have it in the Litzlahej in the Taurus Kohanim, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Prima Godim himself brings. And the chinuch and reis samach test that we have this like avi the baal mum, and already the maram shik is tamea in the sefer mitzvahs mitzvahs ayin reish, and in the sefer taras refal and simin yud aleph ayam bezegam begilim rabbi kiva eger larachem simin reish pebeis magen avram sif katan bavim and chas chinuch v'tzorich iun godol closed parentheses. So based on what we said, we can explain again this fact that the kasha the minchas chinuch and the fact that the Rambam omitted. In the Yad, this inyan of being Makadish the Baalei Mumin, we can say as follows: Shomnam imayazeh chiyuv kovid abba machmas shalachem lokechu makriv. In other words, it's a din proti legabe kol coin v'coin to be mechavin in case mechubit because he's makriv the karbanos. So we need a chiddush that a Baal Mum is included in this. And if the Rambam omits it, it's mashma. There's no chiyuv, and that's the kasha. The minchas chinuch. How is it mashma the Rambam? There's no chiyuv, and the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs and Chazal already tell us that there is a chiyuv. But based on what we're explaining over here, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is that the kohanim are muvdolim michlal alavim lavaydis hakorbanos hare havdala zo yeshna gam etzel baal mum she'einam michlal levim. So this havdala, of course, is a baal, because you're talking about the kohan, anybody who's not included in levim, and even in karbanos yeshna bachilas hakorbanos. So baal mum is eating karbanos, and a baal mum is separate. He's still a kohen. So of course there's a mitzvah of separating him and being mekadesh him and being makdim him, etc. So the Rambam says whoever is behavdala is bevikidashto. So Memela, since the Baal Mum is behavdala, Memela is also vikidashto. The Rambam doesn't have to explain this. So if the Rambam doesn't say behed lahedya. The Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Pei Beis Yuf Katan Vav writes, "There's no din of likwa rishon, etc. And vikidashtoi for a kohen katan, since he doesn't have a slechem lokechu makriv, he's not doing the avoda. Memela, there's no din of vikidashto. And the Gilyon, Rabbi Kiveger, Shulchan Aruch over there, and the Minchas Chinuch Reish Samach Tes are tamei midivrei Atoris Kohanim that the Rambam the Chinuch bring. There's a mitzvah gam al baal mum, even though he's not makriv. So why isn't there a mitzvah on the katan also? And the Sefer Torah is refoil." And Simon Yemen Aleph, he says maybe a Baal Mum is different. Shecholik b'kotchim, that he gets an equal portion of the kotchim with the other kohanim. Hashem can cut the cotton, even though he can eat, but he's not cholik with the other kohanim. He doesn't get an equal portion of the other kohanim, the kotchim. We can explain even more than that. That kohanim oichim u'baalei miskaprim. Kohanim eat in the baalim are miskaper, and that of course even of al yedei achilas Baal Mum. But a cotton ain't bo mitzvah achila v'ain kapora b'achilaso. There's no mitzvah achila by a cotton. There's no kapora by his achila, and therefore it's not considered a slechem alokechu u'makriv. And it would appear that that's on the shittas of Magen Avraham, that it's a din covered atzmi machmas din hakorvasoi. And then we can be mechalek between a baal mum that he's considered a makriv because he eats, and therefore he brings a kapora, And a katan that's not doesn't have that status. And therefore, the Magen Avraham can assert that there's no mitzvah v'kidashto b'ktanim. But based on what we explained, b'das ha-Rambam, the yisod of the din is because of the havdol of koyhanim, or mavdil the koyhanim, and it doesn't matter if they're ktanim. And therefore, the mitzvah is going to be even b'koyin katan. In fact, in the Ma'arit, in Chelek Aleph, in Siman Kuf Mem Hei, brought by the Magen Avraham, he writes that if... Sheimma the coin rishon, who rak me the rabbon of Nedak Eshon, Losil in Suya, Keno Gamba coin cut, this is a high time of Alamada Amrinan, Shumen a toira, Mishum Vikidashtoi, Yikra coin cut, and Mishum the cover with the Zaroi Shala Aharoin. So he says that if the fact that a coin goes first is only a dinde rabbonon, Alstake Shalom, that people don't come to fight, so then by a coin cut, same thing, he's going to go first, so you don't come to fight. Give it to a coin cutting first. But we say that it's Minat Torah, because of Ikidashto. And therefore, Yikra coin cutting, Mishum the Kabru the Zaroi Shel Aharon. So you see from the Ma'arit, like we've been saying, that the din of Ikidashto is telling Zaroi Shel Avram, and therefore it applies side to a regular coin, side to a Baal Mum, side to a cut, and it applies to everybody, because they're all Zaroi Shel Aharon. V'hu kafisha bi'arnu, Siyata Dishmaya, B'divrei Rambam. So this is just the first stage in this journey. It's going to be, I'm hoping, a very long journey, because there is so much incredible, so many incredible things to say. So what I ask is, sweet friends, that you stick with me, and I stick with you, and Mir Tashem, we will see more Nefilos together. Please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Hashem should just give us the life, the health, the simplest chayim. L'umar l'olam adash malas l'kaimus kol v'yis ha'am l'toros v'yahavo. Should have the financial means, the simple time, everything we need to be able to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.